This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's bitterly divisive plan to overhaul Israel's judiciary cleared to vote in Parliament Monday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Gold.
It's a political victory for his hardline religious nationalist coalition, but one that has provoked a political crisis and sparked the largest mass anti-government protests in the country's recent history. Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets for weeks, blocking traffic and likening Netanyahu to a dictator. Critics say the overhaul would undermine a key pillar of Israeli democracy, and the protests have prompted warnings from the army's top brass about the state's military readiness. Supporters of the move inside Netanyahu's coalition say the changes are needed to restore balance to the different branches of government.
The White House on Monday called it unfortunate the Israeli parliament ratified part of Prime Minister Netanyahu's contested judicial overhaul plan and urged work toward a broad consensus with the opposition. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration reiterated its long-standing concerns after Israel's parliament approved the first bill that limits the Supreme Court's powers despite months of street protests as well as appeals from the U.S. and other countries to hold off on such a move. Biden, who had been at frosty relations with Netanyahu, compared with former U.S. President Donald Trump, finally invited the prime minister last week for an official U.S. visit later in the year, but U.S. officials have yet to set a date or concur with Israeli statements that they would meet at the White House as soon as September. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday called on the European Union to ensure that an unacceptable and non-Europe ban on Ukraine's grain imports to five countries is lifted by its impeding deadline. The EU in May allow Bulgaria, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia to ban domestic sales of Ukrainian wheat. This is VOA News. More than a dozen Somali troops were killed, 20 others injured in an attack by a suicide bomber on a military base's academy in Mogadishu. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. Mad Muhammad reports from Somalia's capital.
The suicide bombing at Jalasiyad Military Academy on the outskirts of Mogadishu is the latest Al-Shabaab attack on army bases and civilian targets following the drawdown of African forces. A military officer who did not wish to be named because he is not authorized to speak for the army told VOA 13 soldiers were killed and 20 others wounded as the soldiers lined up for breakfast. The suicide bomber was among them. Analysts say the attack signals a weakness in the Somali army. Ahmed Mohamed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
A new law aimed at increasing the employment of black people in South Africa has enraged businesses and liberals who say the legislation could see qualified workers lose their jobs. South Africa's leading opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, is a take to the streets in Cape Town Wednesday to protest what it has dubbed the Race Quotas Bill. Three decades after the end of apartheid, South Africa remains the world's most unequal country, according to the World Bank. Almost one in two black South Africans were unemployed in the first 3 months of 2023, while the jobless rate was only 9.5% among white people, according to official figures. An overloaded passenger boat capsized off Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing over a dozen people, leaving many others missing, according to rescuers. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers with more.
Wooden boat was carrying 40 people, but was designed for just 20. A search and rescue boat leaves the port of Buton in search of over a dozen missing passengers. Meanwhile, an ambulance arrives at a local hospital as an anxious relative watches an injured passenger get wheeled in on a stretcher. Indonesia is an archipelago with more than 17,000 islands, and ferries are a common form of transportation. With lax safety standards and problems with overcrowding, accidents occur frequently. I'm Karen Chamas.
After 17 years with an iconic blue bird logo that came to symbolize the broadcasting of ideas to the world, billionaire Elon Musk renamed Twitter as X and unveiled a new logo marking a focus on building on everything app. On Monday, a stylized white X on a black background became the new icon logo on Twitter's website, though the blue bird was still seen on the mobile app. Since taking over Twitter in October, Musk has said he envisions an app that can offer a variety of services to users beyond social media. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.